All right, Jabo, say good morning. Good morning. So we'll get in a few minutes of Gan HaEmunah this morning. The long daf ahead of us today. So just a few moments. So we are picking up. I brought the wrong. We are picking up on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Vav. So Ki Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. So remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea he's been discussing about how when a person is in various life situations, the need to be able, let's take a step back, because it's been a while since we've done any serious learning in this Sefer. So remember again, we're focusing on the three principles of Emunah. The three principles of Emunah is, number one, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, everything is for good. And number three, everything contains a life message. So, meaning anything that happens to me is the Ribono Shel Olam communicating some type of message to me. Now, of course, again, the first two are a bit easier to intellectually understand. Everything is from Hashem, that we all accept. Everything is for good, so sometimes that's difficult to see and difficult to feel, but at the end of the day, I can intellectually accept it. Number three is really the hard part, because understanding the lesson from our different life situations, first of all, again, sometimes you learn a lesson. Lav dafka, maybe not, that's the lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to learn. But you know, Klal Gadol is better to learn some lesson from your life experiences than no lesson from your life experiences, even if it's not the intended lesson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mechaber was giving different examples of this. And remember, he was specifically first talking about examples of where people have certain professions where they have authority. And I'm saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me in a position of authority in order to be able to do good, to help, and to somehow benefit the other. Then we transitioned a little bit to not positions of authority, but other life circumstances in which I find myself in. And remember, again, we spent actually a little bit of time speaking about even if one finds themselves in jail. And he wasn't using it as a metaphor. He was actually using it as a real example about what one does with that. But of course, again, specifically the jail example, I thought was very meaningful and very moving, because it was saying, you know, we're all incarcerated by something. Whereas all of us have circumstances that at least for now we might not be able to change, and therefore those circumstances become a prison of sorts. And what we do while in prison, what we do while incarcerated, what we do while confined by those circumstances speaks a lot about who and what we are. So let's pick up just for a little bit, bottom of Kuf Mem Vav. Ala Adam Ladas, a person should know, Shashem Yisparach Oev Oso. Well, said this is a very important yisod. Person should know that the Ribono Shel Olam loves me. That's a very important person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. V'chihu shomea tefilasa b'chol makom b'chol zman. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears my tefilos in all places and all times. V'chihu rotzeh tamid b'tshuvaso. And the Ribono Shel Olam always wants me to do tshuva. V'miyase tshuva b'chol yom. And if a person does tshuva every day, v'chein yom haTorah, and he learns, v'yitein staka, and he gives tzedakah, bevada HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshia Oso. Both say, a person will be saved. Now, understand, you know, in general, whenever you see formulations that say, if you do this, then this, one always has to understand that there are no guarantees for anything in life. You know, it's just like, I was going to remember before, seems like years ago, but the Shabbos before Slichos, we're speaking Shabbos afternoon about the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes. Hashem, Hashem, Keorach, Uvachanon. So the Gemara says, Bris Kerusa, the Yud Gimel Midos, there is a covenant that God has created with the 13 attributes, She'inon Chozros Reikam, that if you say them, you will never come back empty-handed. So someone asked me after the shir, they said, so I don't understand, why do I have to do tshuva? Why do I have to do tshuva at all? Let me just spend the entire month of Elul, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, just saying Hashem, Hashem, Kavrachum V'chanun, and I'm done. The Gemara says, there's a guarantee. So you have to understand something. The Gemara says that there's a covenant with the 13 attributes, She'inon Chozros Reikam. Inul Chozros Reikam means you will not come back empty-handed, which means that when you say the Yud Gimel Midos with Kavana, there is something fulfilling in that experience. Does the recitation of those 13 attributes give you every single thing you want? Take care of every single problem? No. No. But you will know such thing as saying 13 attributes, the Yud Gimel Midos, and coming up empty-handed. There's no such thing. You you emerge from that experience enriched. You emerge from that experience somehow further evolved. So the Mechaber says over here is a very simple formula in life. If a person learns Torah, if a person gives tzedakah, if a person does tshuva for his misdeeds, bevadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshia Oso, the Ribono Shel Olam will save me. People say, what does that mean? That all of my problems disappear? That means that all of my tzaras simply evaporate? So it'd be great. The answer is, maybe yes, maybe no. But even if all of my problems don't evaporate the moment I do tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, something positive happens. There is a positive net effect in my existence. Top of Kuf Mem Zayin. V'yitin lochein be'emei mefakte beis asar kimo Yosef HaTzadik. So he's getting back to his jail example. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to find favor in the eyes of the prison officials. Now again, I've also said you can understand this either literal or metaphorical. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm engaged in a life every day, I will say, it's a very simple use. It's a very simple formula. Every single day, I have to be doing tshuva. They both say, I know it sounds strange. It's, you know, 2 days after Sukkot, 2 days after Sukkot, is part of the Yom Noraim also. You know, here we're talking about tshuva. You know, it would be nice to think that tshuva is only something we have to do, you know, for Chodesh Tishrei or for Chodesh Avul. But it's not true. The truth is, I'm not speaking for anyone else. I already have things I have to do tshuva for. It's a little bit embarrassing to say it's been a one day out of Yom Tov, but again, there's already things I have to do tshuva for. So tshuva is an ongoing experience that requires our attentiveness each and every day. So the Gemara goes, Ha'adam tzarech gam la'amin shashem yisbarach hu amatir asurim. A person has to believe that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who frees all those who are incarcerated. We both say, every single day we say the bracha, bracha atashon al-kilom al-cholom, matir asurim. Everyone did say, what does that mean? What does that mean? It literally means, God frees the ones who are incarcerated. God frees the ones who are in jail. So why am I saying that bracha? Remember again, birchos hashachar are brachos that relate to our everyday experience. Right? Hanosein la yoif koach. I'm tired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me koach. Zokev kefufim. Boshom allow me to stand up straight when I got out of my bed this morning. What is matir asurim? We'll say a very important yisod. Each of us are incarcerated by something. Each of us have circumstances that are effectively a jail or a prison for us. And the truth is, a lot of times I've been jailed in those circumstances for a very, very, very long time. And as much as I have tried to go ahead and free myself, I can't get myself out of it. But the amazing part is, by myself, I can't get myself out of it. But if I partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I put my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I lead a life every single day, bless you, of tshuva, of Torah, of tzedakah, then I could say, Matir HaSemesiri, Bono Shel Olam, you know these are my circumstances, I'm doing what I can to extricate myself from them, I need your help the rest of the way. All right, we'll stop over here for today. I apologize, a little bit of a shorter shiur. We'll pick up second paragraph of Kuf Mem Zayin, B'Sha'a Tova, tomorrow.